Hello everybody, I'm George Mylan, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is wishing Mel Brooks a happy 100th birthday, a comedian of whom I've been aware since I was about 7 years of age. So I saw lots of his films, I don't think he's acted in anything for a long time. So he's an American comedian, and perhaps he's more New York than American. I remember seeing, one of those films by Woody Allen saying, the rest of the country thinks we New Yorkers are communist, Jewish, atheist, homosexual pornographers. I think that too sometimes, and I live here. It's almost like a different country than the rest of the United States. And I knew some Texans who believed that New York was the root of all evil. Anyway, so Mel Brooks, Melvin Brooks, he's never known by Melvin. So he's best known as an actor, a screenwriter, a songwriter, a filmmaker, a comic, and so on. So he's a man of many parts. This is his 100th birthday. Yesterday, what did I see with him? I saw the History of the World Part 1. It suggests it's going to be History of the World Part 2 with Hitler on ice skating. That one never came out. Life Stinks he did. He did Young Frankenstein in the 70s, Blazing Saddles in the 70s, and he appears in that. And speaking a bit of, as a Native American chieftain, speaking Yiddish and so on. So obviously, you know, maybe you will realize what it's about. Robin Hood, Men in Tights, which he came out in the early 90s. I saw that one. And who's that? Dave Chappelle has a bit part in that one, and so forth. So that's Mel Brooks, born in New York. And so one side of his family came from Ukraine, the other side from Germany. He must have had cousins that were killed in the Holocaust. But so far as I know, he's not, you know, what's the word, acrimonious about that. What a horrific thing to happen. So he's the youngest of four brothers. When he was two, his father died, and they were in difficult financial circumstances. Remember, he's a child in the Great Depression. So he's well below average height, and perhaps developed this mirth as a defense mechanism, moreover, to cope with his bereavement. So he's working part-time as a comedian at these Borscht Belt hotels at the age of 14. Borscht, as in that Ukrainian beetroot soup. So middle-class Jewish New Yorkers going to the Catskill Mountains, not far from New York City, their summer holidays to beat the heat. And these kind of things all went bust by the 1980s because people could afford to fly to Florida or go to European countries. If you ever seen Dirty Dancing, that's about that, the 60s, which is towards the end of its golden age. Okay, so he did all sorts of quips there, and that's where he really learned his craft. He's also musical as well, playing the drums and things like that. I used to compare various shows. And he thought he'd go on to third level education like one of his brothers. But the Second World War was on. He was in the army. They recognized his intelligence. And he did electrical engineering, some of them more. So they knew the cleverest soldiers could do that kind of thing. He was only ever an enlisted man. And so he was in Belgium and Germany towards the end of the war. And then he was out of the army in 1946. And always worked in entertainment. So that's it. He got married young. Had some children. He was married to Anne Bancroft, who's a very well-known actress. She was famously in The Graduate, but she died over 20 years ago from a non-Jewish background. He says Judaism is something more cultural for him than religious. So despite not pursuing higher education, he's a man of attainments. He's fascinated by reading Russian literature in English translation. I'm not sure he can speak any Russian. So, but yeah, he knew that generation, one senior to him, who'd often come from Eastern Europe to the United States in poverty. And he knew Ken Tynan, sort of king of theater reviewers of Britain, who lived in the United States from the 50s to the 70s, on and off. He also has suffered from the black dog, as often amongst creative people, he felt like ending his life and so on. So, yeah, he's been married. Florence's first wife, I think, then Anne Bancroft. So, he's produced so many good shows. He's these kind of guys who's grown into his own face, didn't look that good to begin with. Was a friend of Gene Wilder, who came from a Ukrainian Jewish background to the United States. He was able to adapt some classic plays like She Stoops to Conquer by the Irishman Oliver Goldsmith and so on. So he was occasionally in some serious films as well. So yeah, Blazing Saddles is sort of a send-up of the Western. It's in 1974, it came out just when the United States was getting along with this rather immature, saccharine version of how the West was won. And things like that. So he's got a satirical take on all these classics, these things that are just so predictable, these sort of morality plays, these Manichaean presentation of various things. So he was a producer of various films about 84, Charing Cross Road, which is a true story about a correspondence between an American woman and a British man. He had this bookshop at that address in London, 84 Charing Cross Road. It's a real place, and things like that. Spaceballs he did. He did Dead and Loving It about Dracula and things like that. So he likes to spoof well-worked-over themes. So he's been inducted to the Hollywood Hall of Fame and things like that. Yeah, so married to Florence Boehm, first of all, then Anne Bancroft. And I think that's it. So, yeah, he supports the Democrats, not really very surprising considering his background. Well, and the producers, perhaps his smash hit comedy, To Be or Not to Be, 1984, I saw that, which is set in the Second World War and so on, about Jewish people escaping from Poland at the time. And then the hilarious bit is when he dresses up as Hitler and they land somewhere. They're not sure whether it's the United Kingdom or not. Are they still in one of those European countries under German control? So just in case they're still in a country ruled by Germany. So he dresses up as Hitler and walks into a pub and says, "Is this England?" And they can't believe it. And the barmaid drops her drinks. That's it. So that's the climax of that one. All right. Anyway, so Mel Brooks, well, wish him another year of 100 years of health and happiness. But yeah, minor miracle, he's still a going concern. So look after your health, Mel Brooks. Be great to meet him. Hey. All right. Thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then in PayPal, georgecarlin79@gmail.com. And make sure you watch some Mel Brooks films. Toodle pip.